Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Welcome back to 13 Nights of Macabre, a limited storytelling series presented by Macabre Mondays. This October, we're telling one story across 13 haunted nights. Tonight is night 5 of Threshold.
Chapter 5, Borrowed Names. Hush hour. I've only heard that phrase in one place. My mother's bedtime rules when I was small. After stories, after water, after one last question. I don't remember her saying it here. I don't remember being here. The frames closest to the door carry the oldest photos. Sepia, stiff collars, serious eyes. I walk toward them, compelled by the feeling that if I can hold the right picture long enough, it will soften and speak. On the backing boards, penciled notes continue. Ages, heights on birthdays, a game score, the word borrowed like a book, or borrowed like time. The last frame on the left holds a family of three. A woman with weary hands. A man who wants to smile but doesn't know how, and a little girl with two messy braids. She's holding a paper sun, yellow construction paper with uneven rays. Someone has written sunshine across it in a child's handwriting. The date is smudged, but I can make out the year. If the numbers are right, I would have been 6. Mom? I ask the air, and hate that I do. The house answers with air that tastes like sleep. Sweet and stale. There was a baby monitor I noticed earlier on the entry shelf crackles alive without being plugged in. Faintly, like through a wall, a woman hums a lullaby. Not my mother's song. Another rhythm. Older. The melody loops, wrong at the end, falling into itself. I lift the receiver. Hello? The lullaby stops. A child whispers into the far mic with that intimate seriousness only children have.
Rule 10.
I look down the ledger list in my head. Return what you borrow? I say. Silence. Then a little breathy giggle, like a curtain moving. What did we borrow? I ask, hating myself for playing. The answer comes not through the monitor, but under the runner. A drag, a scrape, as if something thin and flat is being pulled along the floorboards towards me. The carpet lifts and settles like something swimming underneath. It stops at my shoes. I peel back the runner. A photograph lies there, not in a frame. Developed on thick paper, edges deckled. It shows a kitchen with yellow morning light. A woman's hand reaching into the frame to push a bowl of cereal toward a little girl who isn't quite in the picture. I know that kitchen. I know the hairline crack in the tile near the baseboard. I know the bowl, chipped on the rim in the shape of a comma. I know it because it was ours. On the back, returned, and neat teacherly script. I didn't lend you this, I say, voice small and mean. From the red door, the seam opens with a sound like teeth parting. My phone buzzes. A text from an unknown number. The preview reads, "Sunshine, come see your room." I don't open it. Behind me, one of the frames tilts itself 2 degrees and stays there, an attentive listening nod. In the penlight's reach, I see the tiniest scratches on the red paint, low to the floor, parallel. Closer now, I could tell they're not from furniture. They're from small slips of metal, keys, dragging across the wood by little hands. I put my ear to the crack in here. So close, I feel the vibration along my jaw, a lock turning somewhere deep inside the wall. Return what you borrow, I repeat, though I'm not sure who I'm promising. The seam widens, just enough for a sliver of reflection to catch. Not my face. A mirror somewhere across the threshold, angled to show the door from the other side. In that glass, I'm already standing there, already leaning in, already listening. And the me in the mirror smiles like she knows the punchline.
Another night ends inside the Morrow House. But you can feel it, can't you? The door's still open. The house is still waiting. Tomorrow night, the door opens again.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.